With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Republicans passed a short-term funding patch for the Department of Homeland Security over the fierce objections of Democratic lawmakers late Friday evening. But the 42-day shutdown that has snarled air travel and left tens of thousands of federal employees without pay is far from over. House lawmakers voted 213 to 203, largely along party lines, to approve a two-month funding extension for the beleaguered department, which has been operating without full-year appropriations since the funding lapse began on February 14th. Golfer Tiger Woods is arrested after he flipped his car on its side in a Jupiter, Florida crash.
Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek says golfer Tiger Woods showed signs of impairment at the scene of a car crash in which he struck another vehicle and rolled his Land Rover. Woods was arrested on suspicion of DUI.
So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros, but when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused, and so he's been charged with DUI with property damage and refusal to submit to a lawful test.
Woods was able to crawl out of the passenger side of his Land Rover. The other driver was not injured. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say Tiger Woods has been released on bail 8 hours after he was arrested. Information from FBI Director Kash Patel's personal email has been leaked online.
The FBI says it is aware of malicious actors targeting Director Kash Patel as a pro-Iranian group claims credit for hacking Patel's personal Gmail account. In a message to their website posted Friday, Handala boasted that Patel will now find his name among the list of successfully hacked victims. Files in the leaked cache include old photos of Patel, some from more than 10 years ago, showing him casually dressed, sniffing a cigar, and posing next to an antique sports car. Leaked documents include a resume with contact information. Handala is the same group that claimed credit for disrupting systems at Stryker, a Michigan-based medical tech company.
This is SRN News. Canada is advancing a new hate crimes law.
The House of Commons has passed legislation that critics warn will criminalize quoting the Bible on issues such as homosexuality. Pastor David Cook tells LifeSite News, quote, Christians will almost certainly face an entirely new level of hostility as the door swings open to actual persecution under a cloak of supposed legality. The bill now goes to the Canadian Senate, which is expected to approve it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are preparing for Passover, which begins on April 1st this year. Families will gather at their tables for ritual dinners known as seders, where they will recount the biblical story of the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. In the U.S., most seders are carried out in English, Hebrew, and Aramaic, which was once the lingua franca of much of the ancient Middle East. In some homes, though, another language joins the table, Ladino. This is SRN News. Tom Brady says he's thought about returning to the NFL, but the league is not quite a fan of the idea.
Brady owns a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. In an interview released on Thursday, he told CNBC he has asked about the eligibility rules for a minority owner. He says the NFL was not too receptive and also knows that he is very happily retired. Brady first retired in the 2022 offseason, then returned after 40 days. He retired again in February of 2023. Bob Agner reporting.
The NBA's process of finding new ways to deter teams from tanking is currently focused around three separate concepts to change the draft lottery. The concepts, they are not yet finalized proposals, were presented to the league's board of governors by NBA execs earlier this week. The people spoke on condition of anonymity because none of the details have been shared publicly. You'll find more details on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.